Mr. Chair, Mr. High Commissioner, colleagues, in the past 3 years, Italy's financial contribution to the programme of the High Commissioner for Refugees has constantly increased. In 2016, based on 2015 level of contribution, Italy was back in the top donors group, and the overall amount of contribution for the current year has already exceeded 35 million euro. In fact, since August 2014, we have been implementing a thorough reform of our development cooperation system by reorganizing its actual instruments, modalities of action, and standard principles, while constantly increasing ODA resources of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation by 40% in 2016, with the ultimate goal to reach 0.7% of our gross national income within the time frame of the Agenda 2030. Italy's budget regulation do not allow us to make pledges at this time of the financial year, and the 2018 budget law is currently undergoing parliamentary procedures. At the same time, I want to stress once again that Italy attaches the utmost importance to UNHCR's activities, even more today, having to witness the proliferation of crises, their increasing protracted nature, and the increase in the sources of displacement. UNHCR ranks among the top recipients of Italian humanitarian and multilateral aid. From Syria to Iraq, from Sahel to the Horn of Africa, we have been working side by side with the Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees, providing substantial resources. Italy keeps supporting UNHCR's mandate and its leadership, also in the process towards a global compact on refugees. Once the 2018 budget law will pass parliamentary procedure and approval, we will be in a position to provide details about our precise level of engagement, which will again take the form of a strong financial commitment. I thank you.